Good morning, friends around the world.
As we continue looking at ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we're close to and those we love through this meditation series, I'd like to recap the first part we just finished before we enter into our second category of judgments or curiosity. Starting with today's meditation titled, Judgment Builds Walls. So in our first part, we considered five meditations. We don't interrupt. Dualism and non-dualism. No opinion or idea is on trial. The 1881 perspective. And lastly, body language. We saw in each of these meditations, we were given the choice to build walls or bridges. We had the option to shut our relationships off, or we could choose to draw them closer. The choice was ours, and so it is with today's meditation. In our second category of walls and bridges, we'll be looking at two parts. The first part is about judgments, and the second part is about curiosity. Let's begin today's meditation, Judgment Builds Walls, with a story. In 2006, Trish and I were living in South Florida. I was working in my office when she came home one night when I heard her slam the door. And the next thing I heard was a crash. Trish had slammed the door so hard it caused the glass-covered picture that was hanging on the wall to fall and shatter on the ceramic tile floor. I got up from my desk, ran into the hallway, and saw the picture and all the broken glass all over the floor. I went into the kitchen and sort of yelled at Trish, "Did you see what happened? You slammed the door so hard that the picture fell off the wall." She turned around with her hands full of grocery bags and said, "I'm sorry, Ed. The wind caught the door, and I had a handful of groceries." That's what judgment looks like. I examined the evidence. I heard the door slam, followed by the sound of breaking glass. I went into the hallway and saw the picture on the floor. I held a trial in my mind and then pronounced judgment. "You slammed the door so hard, the picture fell off the wall." There was no inquiry from Trish, only the clear evidence, and I drew my own conclusions. In my own mind, I built a wall. Why would she do such a thing? I'd never do anything like that. Let's consider what judgment looks like. We make conclusions without the other person, without inquiry. We assume conclusions that are independent of the other person's involvement and input. Under most circumstances, we build walls in our relationships. Let's look at some of the external judgments we practice. Name-calling, stupid, lazy, idiot, imbecile. Negative grouping. "You're just like the rest of the women. You're just like the rest of the men. You're just like the rest of your family." Character assassination. "You're a liar. You can't be trusted." Extreme statements. "You always rip me off. You never get the job done on time. I hate your guts." Now, let's look at internal judgments or assumptions. We assume we already know how the other person will respond. We assume we know their intentions, opinions, capacity, or character. Value judgments. We make right and wrong value judgments that make us better than the other person. "I'd never slam the door that hard." Sometimes we believe we're smarter than the other person. Let's be honest. The opinions that we hold, if someone doesn't agree with us, don't we often think that we're smarter than they are? Opinions that claim to be the truth and make the other person feel wrong, foolish, or stupid. "You're voting for who?" Are opinions that express the idea that there must be something wrong with anyone who holds an opinion different than our own. In these troublesome times, many of us are filled with judgments. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider how we can tear down some of the walls we've built and contemplate how we can build bridges in those relationships.